Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the new year? Well, I hope you are, because Yanni, here it comes. You are listening to the American Adversaries, folks. New Year's Eve edition. Drive time, prime time show coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And as we close out the year and prepare to begin the next year, we'll be coming to you once again live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And don't forget to ask him about the book he has authored entitled Mercury Free. All right, folks, that's right. It's New Year's Eve, and we certainly hope that everyone is out there ready for the New Year's Eve, whatever you're going to be doing this evening. And hope that you will have us with you for the next 2 hours. I am Christopher Hart, and the chairman of the board, the Reverend Mike McBath, is in studio with me today.
I tell you, I had a good afternoon watching that FSU game. Unfortunately, they did not have a good afternoon.
No, they didn't. But, all right, Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge, prepared for your calls tonight at 407-774-8255. We will be talking a little politics. We'll be talking a little football. We got some year-end awards tonight I think you will enjoy. And, of course, it's Thursday. That means it is time for our contest, weekly contest. And, of course, tonight is our New Year's resolution contest. And the rules are simple. If you haven't heard prior to tonight, we want to know, you to figure out someone that you would like to have a New Year's resolution for, a New Year's resolution they would have. Like Mike came up with one for Al Sharpton.
Yeah, I mean, an example, and this could be for political people, movie stars, could be for people coming from Europe, anybody you want, but you're the person asking for the resolution. So mine is
right.
Al Sharpton's resolution, and we all know this, I call a poverty pimp, right? His resolution is to get a crew cut so his head does not look like a pumpkin on top of a pin. He also plans to leave his $4.5 million tax debt to the inner city blacks of Chicago.
There you go.
That's his resolution for the year. Isn't that heartbreaking?
What a generous guy.
I know. This is great. $4.5 million and he's still walking around.
I tell you what, he better enjoy it while he can, because there'll be a new sheriff in town soon. And if it's not Hillary Clinton, he'll be in big trouble. The Reverend will. All right. And I came up with one for Hillary Clinton. And
I told you, Chris, this is awful kinky, but it's starting to fit in with the whole program that we're seeing with Bill and everybody. Maybe this is what goes on, and we don't even know it.
It fits, right? This would be, she's worried that she's presenting herself as too tough. So she wants to show a little bit more of her feminine side, the side that Huma Abedin sees on a regular basis. Bill, not much, because he's not around that much. He's out cavorting around. So what she wants to do is she wants to shuck the pantsuit for red leather, and this is shiny red leather. I might not have mentioned that. Shiny red leather hot pants, all right, with thigh-high, shiny black leather spike-heeled boots.
That's just such a turn-on.
A black vest, black leather vest, black leather gloves with spikes on the knuckles, all right, a Nazi hat, and To take Rick's suggestion yesterday, the accessories would be, of course, a riding crop, not a little one, a big one, and then also A chain with, at the end of it, a big old dog collar.
Bill has to be so excited about this. This will change their whole sex life. Wow. That's great.
So that's the sort of thing we came up with. We want to know what you came up with. We'll be taking your entries all show long, and then of course by the end of the show, the last segment of the show, we'll choose a winner. And tonight you're playing for some special prizes, of course a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano's, compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd of Jerry's MB Service, the dealership alternative. If you got a Mercedes-Benz, you really need to know Jerry and Jana. You can find them at jerrysmb.com or call them at 407-366-6499. $20 gift certificate, compliments of them. A roll of Barack Obama toilet paper, compliments of Mike McBath.
Well, again, I said with that toilet paper, Barack finally returns home.
Just be careful. It might give you a rash.
No.
And a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker, compliments of one of our listeners, Cindy. So
Cindy's nice printing little, more of these up. I hope she's a little loose with them, and like we become friends again. You know, because boy, that's a great one for your car.
Yeah, nice treat there. And then if the winner has not gotten a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, we'll throw in a bottle of Roxy Pacifics as well. It's great stuff for any kind of skin irritation or skin problems or those chronic skin problems. Good chance Roxy can help you out. You can find it at skinfix.us. All right, so anytime you're ready, call us with those entries,
407-774-8255. So the first place guy gets all those prizes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm going to go home and crawl back up. Wow.
Well, I know you've got a couple other ones over there,
too.
That's all
I know. I'm waiting. But I just want to hear what's floating out there. Because I know there'll be some great ones around.
All right.
And so we'll see how it comes.
All right. In the meantime, we're aware that the bowl playoff games are going on tonight, so we'll try to keep you updated with the Oklahoma-Clemson score. Right before showtime, it was 7-3
Oklahoma. 7-3
Oklahoma.
I think, that's an interesting game for those who follow football because both of them have great quarterbacks. Watson for Clemson has just been an exceptional. I think he scored over 30 touchdowns this year, and Mayfield, he's done a great job for Oklahoma, and he's, I think, one of the guys up around 30 touchdowns.
Well, go ahead.
And they're both runners, which really makes it tough because they can throw the ball, they can run, they keep your defense off balance. They both have put up some big numbers points-wise. So I'd say this is a very well-matched game. Now, I don't know if I want to pick any more games. I've had such poor luck.
This one, we got to go with Oklahoma because we got some local blood in the fight.
Yes, we do. You know what I mean? And it's a case that – and then remember, Oklahoma – well, Riley, this fellow from here, Mike Riley, is one of the members of our NFLPA. He played at Oklahoma, and he was around there with the Boz
Barry
Bosworth. Switzer, and these are endearing stories that he has to say. I think they might rival Bill Clinton stories.
I'm pretty sure they would.
But it is a case that Oakland, they both would look, obviously, when you're ranked number one and number four,
football. We got Ty Darlington, the center Oklahoma.
That's the real, real positive. There's a big article on him today in the paper, and deservedly so, is on the front page of the Sentinel, which is
Popka Blue Darter, Darlington.
Which is great placement.
Father, Rick Darlington, coach for many years there.
From my understanding, he graduated in 2.5 years, which is more than commendable. He's working on a graduate degree, or may have it by now. It's a case that he's also an exceptional center. And I can tell you from playing pro football, if you can center the ball, it's the easiest position to make it in the NFL because, a lot of guys just can't remember the plays. It takes somebody with a good attention span and a high mentality to be able to do this. And this young
don't centers today also sort of call the play
line? They look at the defense and they call the blocking scheme everything.
Schemes, yeah.
So it's a case that I think this fella has all it takes, and he's certainly come from a great pedigree. And I saw in the paper his mother went to the University of Oklahoma, so she has to be totally fired up tonight. And certainly the father has to be extremely proud of what his son has done. And, it's just great to see a high-quality kid, be on the field representing their school. And that's what I'd like to see more of football, college football for college students. You know, I don't like this junk where people are getting in with SAT scores, you know, 750, 700, where they can barely read and write. You know, college football for college students. But, I mean, this is a he deserves everything because he's done a tremendous job. And, you know, we'll see how it turns out today. So
a lot of NFL players have come out of Apopka Blue Darter program before and during Rick Darlington's.
Well, what's amazing, their consistency, because obviously he has to be, I don't know the gentleman, but he has to be a complete disciplinarian, you know, to be so successful. And he teaches the kids what's right and what's wrong. And if you don't understand it, you won't be playing.
Right.
And I think that's how any good coach, you know, perseveres. And I think that, that in itself is a lesson that they is worthwhile playing the game for, that alone.
Well, all right. So we'll just go ahead and pick Oklahoma because we like
that. Yeah, we got to do that. Okay, Oklahoma. We'll go with that one.
All right. Now, what about tonight's game with Alabama and Michigan State?
Well, you know, I'm a Penn Stater, so we do not love Michigan State.
Right, however, rivals.
Michigan State, I think, has the best quarterback of the two, meaning Connor Cook, I think, is going to be either first or maybe early second-round draft pick. The Coker for Alabama, you know, good quarterback, you know, not great, but Alabama has Henry, who won the Heisman Award. Alabama will, I'm sure, be pounding him into the line, but on the other side, Michigan State has a great defense this year. And it's a case that you take a look at the quarterback play. I think the problem with Michigan State, though, is they don't have any great running backs. So I got a good quarterback, okay running backs. Now the other team, great running back, okay quarterback. Now Alabama might have, as good as Michigan State's defense is, I think Alabama might even be better. So, and I don't like to do this, so probably I'll be helping the Big Ten. I think Alabama will probably win the game, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair, you know, again, till you get into that third, fourth quarter. And I wonder, too, if the Alabama kids get a little nervous because, you know, they blew a national championship last year.
Yeah.
You go into the end of the third quarter, and this is within 3 points. Anything goes with the roll of the football. So we'll see. This will be, you know, it'll be a great game. And what's so nice about this is, you know, the place is packed, the enthusiasm, you're in the top four, and two of you are going to the final big show. So I think it's great, just great for America.
And a lot of great college football games tomorrow as well.
Oh, yeah,
All right. Super games. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the American Adversaries Drive Time. Don't be shy now. We want to hear those New Year's resolutions. Who would it be for and what would it be? Call us at 407-774-8255. Don't forget, you'll win a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, some special Barack Obama toilet paper, and a Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker. So we got quite a prize package lined up for you tonight. We'll be right
back. Pretty exciting.
Yep.
Is your financial future uncertain? Baltimore Markets have you wondering what to do? What if there is a better way?
That's right. If you win the contest tonight, folks, you'll be in the money. $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, 407-774-8255 is the number. We want to hear what that New Year's resolution would be and who it would be for. 407-774-8255, as I said. We got a little bit of political news that we'll go over here tonight. We're not going to get too deep into it. We'll, of course, be having plenty of that next year. And it's going to be heating up hot and heavy. Donald Trump has said he's actually going to start spending some money on ads, $2 million a week.
That's refreshing.
Yeah.
And I guess our friend Bush is going to be spending less on
less
ads,
money.
Right?
As a matter of fact, Jeb Bush's campaign today has announced that he is pulling his ads from Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's scaling back his operation, his main headquarters down in Miami. And he's putting the focus of his money in South Carolina. But he says not to worry, not to worry. His PAC is going to be out there taking care of Iowa and New Hampshire for him.
Yeah, not to worry, but it's not his money. It's his contributors' money.
But besides that, he's not even really supposed to know what the PACs are up to. He's not supposed to know that they're going to be covering his back.
Oh, great.
So, but it's not good news for him. and his campaign continues to sputter. And the last debate, which was considered to be his strongest performance, ended up having the worst effect on his poll numbers. So there's just nowhere to go really for Jeb, but out the door. And it's just the only question is how fast. But then with Ben Carson, it's a bit of a paradox, if you will. On the one hand, his campaign seems definitely to be floundering. He's way down in the polls. He has seemed to have found a floor, we think, but he's way down from where he was. And his campaign manager and publicist, quote-unquote, resigned today, mm-hmm. wished him luck. This was after a week or so of rumors that there was going to be some sort of shakeup. And yet he has managed to raise in the fourth quarter $23 million, which is more than any of the Republican candidates. Second is Ted Cruz with $20 million. Mm-hmm. And then it really falls off after that. And Donald Trump has raised a couple of million, even though he hasn't been asking for it. But between Cruz and Ben Carson, they were gathered the lion's share of contributions directly to their campaigns. This does not include contributions to any of the candidates' PAC political action committees, like what Jeb Bush was referring to, where a lot of his donor money has gone.
So, Chris, Iowa, is it the 1st of February?
The Iowa caucuses, so the 1st of February.
Yep. Because obviously, too, is where there'll be a reshifting of money, boy, a couple days later.
Once the numbers come out,
you're going to see, dropouts, you're going to see money shifting, contributions, and a much clearer picture.
I suspect after Iowa, Mike Huckabee will be gone. After New Hampshire, Rick Santorum will be gone. Somewhere along the way, Rand Paul will be gone. And then it'll be down to just a handful of them after that. And Fiorina won't be too far along behind either.
Yeah, I think she's on her death march, in the sense that there's...
She's got a very nice job
explaining things. But for some reason, she just doesn't take hold.
And she has not been able to put together an organization or apparatus for fundraising or any kind of ground game. So it's a campaign that also is barely hanging on. So once the voting starts, the candidates will begin to drop off very quickly after that. And by March, we should be down to probably four candidates. And the question is, which four? I think it's pretty obvious that Trump will be there and Cruz will be there. It's a good chance Ben Carson will be there. Rubio appears as though he will be there. Jeb, probably not.
No, I don't think Jeb. How about Christie?
I don't think so. I think that after South Carolina, Christie's out.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't take hold at all, my concern is he hadn't done that great a job in New Jersey.
Well,
so if he really gets into the main ring or the main debate, if what we hear is true, he's not going to look real good.
Well,
and so I don't think he's the right guy. I mean, he talks big, walks small.
Well, now that you mention that, I was talking with a couple of people just yesterday from New Jersey down here visiting, and they essentially said the same thing in their own way, that they're dissatisfied with Christie. He's out tooling around running for president on their dime and their time, kind of like what we're doing with Rubio down here, right? And
I've also heard he's a very lavish spender with your money.
Right.
The restaurants he goes to and everything else.
His travel expenses.
The ultimate high-priced place. You would think that some of these politicians would show some degree of respect to the American taxpayer, but they just don't care.
Well, he looks like he hangs out at the Golden Corral.
Yeah, or Pupa de Pepo.
It's all like, you can eat.
I know. He looks like he takes those meatballs two a minute.
I'm telling you. So, but that's the way it's shaping up. As we go out of 2016, obviously Trump is the man to beat on the Republican side, and Hillary is the one to beat on the Democrat side. And I don't see that changing anytime over January anyway. So it'll be now the debates may have some bearing on that, but really I think it's going to be the voting that really begins the shakeout.
Yeah.
And but Martin O'Malley, I don't know. Now, on the other side, Martin O'Malley may not last past the first of the year.
Do you know what his net worth is? Did you see that figure?
No.
It's like minus.
Is
what
it really?
The heck is that?
Well, that sounds about like the size of crowds that he's getting.
Yeah,
he did a town hall the other day, and one guy showed up.
And he couldn't even buy him a cup of coffee.
I'm telling you what.
But I couldn't believe it. Like, his net worth was like zero.
He won't be around long.
What in the world is he on the stage? Can you imagine Hillary's competition? Is that hilarious?
He is angling for a job on MSNBC or CNN or somewhere like that as a political analyst because he will have been former presidential candidate and governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley. Right? So he's just adding to his resume is all he's doing there. All right. We'll go ahead and take a break. Hey, we still haven't had... Is anybody out there?
We're
looking for our contestants for our New Year's resolution
contest.
This could
be a big hit for, not a great degree of effort. Because
I tell you,
I'm throwing mine in to count. Mine's counting because I want to win the prize.
I tell you, when there are fewer contestants, easier to win.
Easier to take home the bacon.
But you can't win if you ain't in. Call us at 407-774-8255. The American Adversaries winding up 2015. We got some year-end awards I think you're going to. And back on New Year's Eve. That's right, folks. We'll be here with you until 7 o'clock. And then we're heading up to Cafe Positano later on this evening at 9 o'clock. And then at midnight, of course, there'll be a fireworks show up there. There's going to be entertainment going on. Probably too late to make a reservation.
I can't believe he's going to go out in the parking lot, Chris. I mean, there's going to be...
Does it every year.
But there have got to be cars parked all over.
No. They make sure that all the cars are moved. They're good about that.
If he lights up the restaurant or something on the roof and it's like, tomorrow we're having burnt pizza, at a discount.
Let's hope not. No.
I don't know.
All right, but that's at Cafe Positano tonight, and wherever you will be tonight, please celebrate responsibly.
Are you going to wear any type of kinky New Year's Eve outfit? Like you described Hillary, nothing like that?
No, nothing like that.
So you just
like
look normal.
That's it. I look strange enough as it is.
Like a wild and crazy guy.
I look that way already.
Yep. All right,
we got a couple of contestants on the line. We want to hear your New Year's resolution for someone else, for, say, the president or Caitlyn Jenner or Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
right?
He deserves a resolution.
Shoot his mouth off,
right? Yeah, what a big mouth.
Maybe his resolution would be take his money and laugh all the way to the bank instead of insult
people. Yeah, for doing nothing. Yeah.
That's right. So 407-774-8255 is the number. $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, which I'll have in my pocket tonight. If you happen to show up down there, you'll get that and the roll of toilet paper from Mike with Barack Obama's image on it.
I know. Wow. Can you imagine how sharp they look walking in with that toilet paper and holding the picture up? I mean, they could sell that for huge money.
Huge. All right. Okay, so let's go to the lines. Rosie is up next. Thank you for calling, Rosie. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. This is my wishful thinking. I'm Hillary.
Oh, I hope not.
Not to lie in 2016 and will not let Bill campaign for me.
Promise.
That's my entry.
Oh, boy.
She's right to the point with that one, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, this would be a resolution that would last about 10 seconds.
wouldn't it?
Not to lie and not to have Bill campaign.
Wonder if she had her fingers crossed. You know, when she says that.
This is my wishful thinking. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be. It would be. Well, you are in the contest. Thank you very much.
See, now you got a big group cheering for you with that one. That's great.
Big round of applause for Rosie. All right, she's in the camp.
Yep,
she's in the
she's
contest.
In the running.
And that's the idea. A New Year's resolution for Hillary. Hillary would promise not to lie and not to have Bill campaign for her. As she said,
impossible. Impossible. It's just not going to happen.
Well, most New Year's resolutions are things that people can't keep. Right.
I always like the people. They resolution is to lose weight, right? So they come over to the gym. The gym is absolutely crowded January, February. By March 15th, there's no one in the gym. That's exactly how it always works. I've never seen anything through my whole life. I just go, oh, my God, here comes the January crowd, so here we go.
All right. Speaking of, here comes Warren.
Well, Warren's usually very creative.
Warren, you are up next. Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year. This one is rather creative. It's a little bit long, but... we have our illustrious blabbermouth Michael Moore.
Oh, you got a good one. I love this.
This is for Michael Moore. Yeah. All right.
Well, definitely he has to lose weight. And also, judging by the way he runs his mouth, we are pretty sure he's full of it. And so I got a hold of this very mysterious elixir. It's made from a Florida fern. You have to go way out in the Everglades to get it.
All right.
Okay. Very addictive, very pleasant tasting, but it has explosive results.
Oh, we get it.
Okay, that's what I want him to take. And when once he takes it, I'm sure he's going to say, with fronds like this, who needs enemas?
With fronds like
oh
this.
Oh, my God.
With fronds like this.
Warren, you don't drink enemas during New Year's Eve or anything? I mean, you know, no shooters, no wine, champagne.
Oh, occasionally, but tonight I'm babysitting the grandbaby.
Oh, okay. So you're abstaining for a while.
All right. All right. Well, Warren, that's a good one. For Michael Moore, to lose weight, he's going to take the fern elixir. And then he will be saying, with fronds like this, who needs enemas? Right?
That was good. I'm trying to figure out, where can we use that statement? That is a real good
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Warren, you're in the contest.
It wasn't that long, Warren. A lot of yours is taking up the whole page when we write it down. You know, this was pretty short. You know?
All right. That's
okay.
A good one, though.
Very good. Though.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Warren. You are in the contest. All right. We got Marshall up next. Marshall, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys.
All right, Marshall.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm Barack Obama.
All right.
And I'm going to buy up all the AR-15s I can get my hands on.
Oh, jeez.
He's going to resolve to buy all the ARs, huh?
But. Yeah, with the taxpayers' money, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, I know.
Can you think of a better way to shut down the gun?
Oh, I know.
Well, you know, they're trying to do that with ammunition. Why not do it with the guns, too, right? He's going to need them for border patrol and other forms of government to protect us, right?
Oh, yeah.
We needed to protect ourselves from him.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay, Marshall, you're in the
good
contest,
Marshall.
Too.
That was real good.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. All right, so, folks, you see the idea. And
right now, it's 1 out of 3. If no one else called, 1 out of 3 would win.
Yeah, the odds.
But there's already somebody else waiting.
Now. Yeah, the odds are going. All right.
They're starting to move against them.
Mark's starting to move. Frank is up next. Frank, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Howdy, sir.
I'm watching the game with the sound down so I can listen to you guys.
Yeah, we just heard that the score was 13-10. Is that correct?
Now it changed.
It is 16-10 Clemson at the moment.
So they just got another field goal. All right, cool.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so what your resolution then? Who's it for?
You know, one of the aggravating things about Joe Biden, what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
To guys like me, is that all the Democrats have to do is, I mean, the guy's an idiot. If you get on YouTube and you type in Biden's gaffes, it's a litany of the most,
you know
what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And all they have to do is go, that's just Joe.
Yeah, I know. It's Bozo the Clown. Yeah.
Everybody loves Joe. Mm. It's just Joe, you know? Well, I was thinking the Trump campaign staff, okay, should make a resolution that anytime somebody starts in about, Donald and how rude he is and all this other stuff, hey, it's just Donald. You know what I'm saying? I want that to be the talking point. You know what I'm saying? Just draw it right. But it's just Donald. He's the Donald. Everybody
like that.
Knows the Donald. You know what I'm saying?
It's just Donald. That's
this could be bumper stick character material.
It is.
Yeah, it's just Donald.
It's just Donald, man. Get used to it, right? I like that.
Right, that's good.
All right, so it's for the Trump campaign staff stealing from the Joe Biden treatment of.
It's just Donald. That could be a bumper sticker. That's a real good one.
Yeah, very clever. I love it.
I like it.
All right, Frank, you have just a kind of deviant mind that ends up winning these contests.
I hope we hear from you a lot with a mind like that.
All right, that's a good one. All right. So, okay, so that's what we're looking for. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll take your entries right up through till the end of the show when we'll decide.
Isn't it amazing, though, how Biden just like disappears? You don't even think about him for months on end. Thank God, unless he says something. And then automatically you go, oh, it's just Joe. And then he goes back into, like, retirement. You know?
That's right. All right. John is up next. John, thank you for calling.
Hey,
Happy New Year's.
Hey, John.
Happy New Year.
All right.
I want to give everybody in the government up there, in the judiciary,
in
Congress, and the executive, as a Trump advocate, I'd like to give them all hearing aids and a colonoscopy. Because I want to make sure they're hearing what we say, because apparently something's blocked up in all of them.
So the government should resolve to have their hearing checked and get a colonoscopy.
Correct.
Oscopy. All right. I like that one, too. Should resolve. Hold on. Let's see.
But I'm glad to see you are a Trump fan. I mean, the crowd is growing and growing.
Hearing checked.
Which is great.
Well, apparently they haven't been able to hear what they're married. There's a blockage in all of them somewhere.
I agree with you. In the media. The media needs the same material that you're providing.
That's it. You got that right.
Yeah.
All right, John, excellent. Great entry. We appreciate it. All right. So got some good ones so far.
Yeah. That's real good.
And a variety here, too, going, right?
I mean, these are, remember, like, a lot of times they'll be somewhat close. These aren't even close. You know what I mean? In the sense of being like each other.
For the same, all right. Then it doesn't matter if they are. All right. Chris is up next. Chris, thank you for calling, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Love the show.
Thank you so much.
For Hillary, yes, New Year's resolution, three words, get lost, disappear.
I like that.
She should resolve to get lost and disappear.
I can see Chris is a fan of Hillary's, you know. She'll be out holding signs up, but not for her, I can tell you that.
Maybe my resolution jogged this thought in her mind. You think about that, you'll say, get lost, disappear.
All right,
that's another good one. Thank you, Chris.
There we go. Everybody in the studio loved it.
Chris, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Thanks.
That was great, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, by the way, have you called the show before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for calling back, and we certainly hope you have a great new year, very prosperous and joyous.
And make a resolution.
Yes.
I will. Thank you. Maybe I see you later at Coffee Pussy Tano. Don't know.
All right. Well, we hope that
I'm
we will.
I'm still working.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you'll recognize Chris by the pink outfit.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for being out there. All right. Hold on just a second. We got another caller. Let me get my paperwork set here. Ed, you are up next. Thank you for calling, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, Happy New Year, guys.
All right,
thank
Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. My New Year's resolution for Michael Medved.
Oh, good. I want to hear this
one. He's going to quit saying he's a conservative and start acting like
a
conservative.
I agree.
Quit supporting the Gang of Eight boys, Rubio and Bush, and start campaigning for Trump and Cruz. Not only is he going to do that, but next year for his resolution, he's going to take his radio show to the border. And he's going to start broadcasting from the border. And 1 hour before the show, he's actually going to start laying bricks for the wall. And 1 hour after the show, he's going to do the same thing. And during the show, he's going to encourage people to lay bricks in the wall.
Boy, I hope your resolution comes true, Ed. I'm 100% behind you, because he irks me, though. The more I listen to MedVed, I'm starting to think he's a liberal.
Well, you know,
he should be on Air America.
Or Al Jazeera's.
Well, you know, I've met MedVed a couple of times. He's a really nice fellow, and he's really brilliant.
Yeah,
but on this
so is
one,
Jeb.
But on this one, he's on the wrong, you know. But nonetheless, I had thought of coming up with one for MedVed, very similar to what Ed is saying, but I couldn't come up with the one that I thought was clever enough. So, Hillary was my fallback. I thought, that's easy, right? But, Ed, that's an excellent one. I like that. So, MedVed is going to resolve to quit saying that he's a conservative, start acting like a conservative, start backing Trump and Cruz, take his show on the road, especially to the border, where he'll actually be laying bricks for the wall. I love that.
I don't think he would do regular labor, though. You know? He would hire a Mexican to do that. You know what I mean?
All right. Hey, Ed, that's a great one. Appreciate
good
it.
One.
All right. Great work. Great work. Thank you for being out there. All right. Well, now we're getting some.
I'll tell you, they're coming now.
Start
but I mean, they see the prize, though. I mean, I know they're drooling for that toilet paper with Brock's face on it. You know,
maybe it's that. Maybe it's the $20 gift.
Okay. But you know, it's neat. They could use it tonight. This just pays for your. Two martinis and a pizza. They could probably do.
Certificate in my wallet if the winner that we choose.
And they could take the martinis and pour it on top of the pizza. Would that taste terrible?
That's right. And by the way, there is no cover charge tonight. I don't know if you can still make a reservation, to be honest with you. It's probably too late to do that. But I'm sure you can still show up, especially if you just want to come out for the fireworks show. There will be live entertainment there
in
the restaurant.
People drift in and out because everybody stays up as late as you,
that's
Chris.
Right.
You're going to be up till 2 or 3 in the morning.
No, I won't be up that late. but we'll be there for midnight. And as I said, there's no cover charge. There'll be free champagne at midnight. I'm talking about at Cafe Positano. And so come on out and join us. It's not too late to come and join us. And as Mike said, people do come and go, and not everybody makes a reservation.
They float in and float out. So it's like a big party. And I think you can have a better time. And like I say, if they haven't changed the menu, then it's worth going. If they try something just once a year, I don't know if I buy that story.
No, there is no special New Year's menu.
Good.
All right. And don't forget, starting Monday, for 9 days, we have got some DVDs. Packages to give away to this excellent new movie that just came out called War Room. It's a faith-based movie. It's a real inspiring story, and it's gotten really great reviews and did very well at the box office, especially for this type of movie. And so starting Monday for 9 days running, we're going to give a DVD package away each day during our show. And so that'll be part of the prize collection, for instance, for next week's contest. But we'll also be giving them away during the week before and after the contest until they run out. So War Room DVDs we'll be giving out next week and then part of the following week as well.
Chris, so you're not going to give out any of the Hateful Eight, which we've now moved to 10?
The Hateful Eight, no.
Yeah, with Tarantino and our guy Samuel Jackson, the racist. You're not going to do that
No,
movie?
We're not going to do that. We might actually talk about that.
Actually, we might
later
burn the movie.
The
that's right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be a short segment, and I'm going to divert a little bit away from the subject matter in the contest here tonight. I want to say some words about a special friend. So please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets,
I have a few, Okay, Chris, take it.
All right, Mike, you're on a roll there.
You know, you went too deep into the song.
Welcome back to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. I want to take a few minutes to talk about a friend of mine. A few days ago, you heard me ask for some prayers for Michael Ahern, a dear friend who is who's gone to be with the Lord. He passed away last night, and we're all very sad. Mike was a great guy. I want to take a few minutes to talk about him. He was a Jersey boy, kind of like you there,
yeah,
Mike.
South right? Jersey, yeah.
Two Mikes from Jersey?
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Tomato State.
That's right. And Mike would go on to become a Florida Gator fan, big Gator man.
Oh, that's great.
He was a truck driver, truck driving man throughout his life. And he had quite an achievement as a little boy. He was quite the athlete. You will appreciate mm-hmm. this, Mike. He was very good at athletics and played very hard. His mom was telling me today that he was always coming home with bruises on his legs from playing baseball, from mm-hmm. sliding into the bases and everything. Well, lo and behold, he also played basketball as a little boy. And as he was playing in the 6 to 8 year age bracket, the team actually got to go to New York to play in some playoffs.
Very impressive.
And this little boy, from half court on a regulation court, hit a shot.
Three-pointer.
He hit the shot. Wow. And guess where the court was?
Madison Square Garden. Yep.
Wow. He ended up in the newspapers. Mm-hmm. Elgin Baylor threw him up on his shoulders and prayed him around, and the crowd was chanting, "We want number three, we want number three." That was his number on his jersey. And I'll say this about Mike. I didn't know him nearly long enough, just a few years after he had moved here to Florida to be with his family down here. And his brothers and sisters and his mom already obviously miss him very dearly. He's a very handsome man, big old shock of red hair. And Mike was a decent man, a real decent man. He loved his family very dearly. He loved his country. He hated seeing what was happening with this country. He loved the Mets and the Giants, and he really deeply loved God. And he was a listener of this show from day one with his mom and brother. And many occasions he would spend a few moments, and we would talk a little bit about the show and what he would, you know, what he had heard on the show. And every time I saw Mike Ahern, he greeted me with a warm smile and a friendly handshake. And please just pray for his soul, but know this. Today he is sitting, you know, in heaven. And we should all be so lucky to get there. So, Michael Ahern, we're definitely going to miss you.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit and pray up. Let's go see the elephant. Well, I'm a rogue.
Keep up with me.
That's right, folks. We're going to see if you have the winning New Year's resolution for some C-Lev out there, some politician, somebody that you would like to see a New Year, particular New Year's resolution, that they would take it.
They want to be a contender. They want to be a somebody. So
come
we're
on.
Fired up.
Yep. We got the phone lines opened up again. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're doing our New Year's Eve resolution contest, New Year's resolution contest. And you just heard the rules. I'll just give, Mike, why don't you give them another sample in case they have any doubt as to what we're looking for here.
I don't want mine to be too esoteric. So what I thought I would do is touch on one of our favorite movie stars, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh,
I
sweet
know.
Rosie.
I just love that woman. And hers, and I remember, I'm Rosie O'Donnell now. Right. I'm Rosie O'Donnell, and my resolution is to stop being a fat slob and losing 150 pounds. I also hope to get a brain implant and get a sex change to convert me back to a woman. I mean, if all these things took place, you know, then she could maybe again appear on The View.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe.
So we'll see.
Especially with the brain implant. I changed it.
Remember I said transplant?
Gave me permission.
We had a caller who screamed that it needs to be implant.
Yes, you know? And he gave you permission to use that. All right, so that's what we're looking for. We've gotten entries like this from Rosie. Her wishful resolution for Hillary would be that Hillary would promise not to lie and not to have Bill on the campaign trail. I'd like her to have Bill on a campaign trail, though, because that way she'll be soundly defeated.
But Rosie's is absolute fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, fantasy land.
Yep. And we got from Frank.
I like Michael Moore's name, though. I mean, I'd like to see him worked over pretty good.
Yeah, Mike Warren said Michael Moore should have a resolution to lose weight by taking a special fern elixir, which will set him loose, let's just say. And then he would have a saying that would go along with it, that with fronds like this, who needs enemas?
That was good.
That's cute. That's cute. And Chris for Hillary, get lost, disappear. So that's what we're looking for. 407-774-8255 is the number. What you're playing for is a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano's, and that is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's MB Service, the dealership alternative. If you got a Mercedes-Benz, you need to take it to Jerry's MB. They will treat you right, I guarantee you, for jerrysmb.com. And you'll win that. You'll win a roll of toilet paper with Barack Obama's picture on each and every square.
That's exactly right. Priceless. You know?
And you'll win a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker. Compliments of one of our listeners, Cindy, who sent us some and is getting some more made up. So got a nice prize package for you there. And so give us a call right now, 407-774-8255.
And they could pick it up and identify you in your pink outfit tonight, right, Chris? You know, celebrating the opening of the new year and you're changing.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Your resolution to change.
Right. I will be at Cafe Positano heading up there at 9 o'clock. You're welcome to join us up there. As I said, there's no cover charge. There will be live entertainment and a fireworks show at midnight. So going to be some fun to be had at Cafe Positano tonight. Okay, so you'll have until the last segment of the show to get those entries in, but I wouldn't wait around too long. And because of this last hour of the American Adversaries in 2015 is going to go just as fast as all of them do, which is extremely so. So call us right now with those entries, and we'll have the winner by the end of the show. Mike, you're not only, of course, a football professional, you are also a stock professional. You were a stockbroker for quite some years, very successful at it.
38.
Yep.
I always told everybody I could make them a small fortune if I started with a large one. No. I wouldn't have lasted 38 if that were the case.
No, you would not.
That's for sure.
Actually, you did quite the reverse. But the stock market closed today down for the first time in a number of years.
Actually, since 2008, I mean, this is the first time we've suffered a loss on the S&P
since
and the Dow.
The crash.
And it's a case that this was really a non-event year in a sense that the Dow ended up down about 2%. The S&P was down about 0.7%. NASDAQ was up about plus 7%. I mean, you look at some of the strange situations that occurred. Oil dropped over 30% this year. you know, one of the all-time favorite stocks. Walmart had probably the worst year they've had in I don't know how long a year.
Yep.
And then Apple also had its worst year, even though it's been up mm-hmm. since 2008.
Yep.
And, you know, somebody says, well, when you look at the top three countries, which is sort of hard to believe because most countries now are really suffering, is France was actually up. Their market was up 8.5. China, surprisingly, ended up about 9.5. And Japan, up 7. And next year, probably what we'll be looking at is the same story. It's like politics. You know, they talk about the same thing, and you just try to rearrange it, I guess, the table. But we'll be looking at China corporate profits, and then the big thing will be commodities and currencies.
Yeah.
Because currencies is a big, big thing, particularly with China and the impact they have, you know, in their trade.
So, and with a lot of countries moving slowly but surely away
right.
from the dollar as the staple of their economic system.
Like we talked about earlier, the thing that just irks me no end is, you know, our Treasury this year, we collected more money than ever in history, you know, in tax revenues.
Yep.
And this bum, Obama, was $438 billion in deficit after that. And it's mostly these social welfare programs that, you know, they believe is helping us. You know, at some point, you got to pay the piper. Interest rates just went up the other day. Granted, it was relatively minimal, but wait till it really happens and what's going to happen to the American public. Taxes have to go up, and then you become Puerto Rico down the road.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, he wasn't the only one in on this. The Republicans got their fingerprints all over this, too. There was an article in the Orlando Sentinel yesterday. I'll just read you a couple of paragraphs. This article is entitled "Obama Stretches U.S. Safety Net." Barack Obama is entering his final year in office, having quietly secured significant expansions to the federal government safety net in the face of Republican majorities in Congress and increasingly insistent calls from GOP hopefuls to rein in the quote-unquote free stuff. The latest expansion came in the $1.8 trillion, not 1.5 that we had been told, 1.8 now, $1 trillion budget deal that Congress approved this month, which made permanent hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks for low and moderate income families, measures enacted on a temporary basis in Obama's first year. By the way, what they mean by tax breaks is actually tax giveaways.
Yeah, and it can be credits, which is just here's the money.
Right, because these people that they're talking about don't pay taxes already. So to get a quote-unquote tax break, it's a, what they call, as you just said, a refundable credit where they get
right.
money.
It's a credit. Yeah.
Correct. Let me just read another one here. Moreover, although the budget deal delayed three taxes included in the president's signature Affordable Care Act, it protected the core of the law, which has extended government-subsidized health coverage to millions of poor and working-class Americans in the last 2 years. Well, so much for, you know, gutting Obamacare, right? Together, the permanent tax breaks and health protections that Obama has managed to lock into place, and I'll add here, along with the cooperation of Boehner and Ryan et al.,
right.
has managed to lock into place, mark the largest growth of government social programs in half a century.
Something to be proud of after that election of all these Republicans a year ago.
What good are they? They're worthless.
I agree.
They're worthless.
Trump.
All right, we got some more contestants on the line. Mike is up next. Mike, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's to you guys, too. And you know, the only thing left of the social safety net is the holes.
I know.
The holes in my pocket that my money flows through.
Yeah, the hole in your wallet.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. We're 100% full of holes.
You got
and,
it, man.
My New Year's resolution is for Mr. Barack Obama, and that's because he's always been in competition with Bill Clinton, you know, and I think Bill's still considered the first black president. The thing Barack is going to resolve to do this year, because he's always felt bad that Bill was so good with the ladies, he was so, you know, successful with the interns, especially, and not that Barack hasn't been successful with the interns, but this year he is going to claim his first female intern. and you know how Bill has little nicknames by the Secret Service for his liaisons, you know, like the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
Barack's liaison, apparently, his name's Bob. and anyway, I just thought I'd throw that.
Right. Hey, Mike, you know.
So he resolves to claim his first female intern.
Female.
I got emphasis on female. Right.
Yeah, he's had plenty of young men, but which is one of the reasons Michelle's always.
Okay, wait a minute, Mike. I was going to say, Mike,
a year ago I predicted, and I'm going to stick with my prediction, at the end of this term, when he comes out of office, he's going to divorce Michelle, and he's going to marry Anderson Cooper. I believe this is what's coming.
Or George Stephanopoulos. I'm not
sure. Oh, yeah, that's true. He likes it.
George is the perfect date. He's got a flat head, and he's just...
Yeah, and he's smaller. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Love was just a dance away.
You can set your beer on his head while things are going on, right?
And he used to practice on Bill.
So, Lord have mercy. Okay, thank you there, Mike.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Okay,
same
Mike.
To you. We appreciate you being out there.
Mike would be very interested if he drank some, too. You know, I can imagine he'd be pretty funny. Yeah, he's having a few martinis and dancing in the streets, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got some phone lines open. Give us a call at 407-774-8255 with your New Year's resolution for someone else. Who would that be, and what would that resolution be? And once again, I mentioned this in the last hour, but I'll mention it again one more time. Starting Monday, we have got some DVD packages to this excellent new movie that it's out called War Room. As a matter of fact, it just went to DVD sales over the Christmas holiday. It came out, I believe, in August. And did really well at the box office. It got a lot of great reviews. It's a faith-based film, and it's an inspirational story. It's called War Room. It has nothing to do with war that you might think of when you hear the word war, but has everything to do with fighting the devil, if you will. So that's War Room, and those packages will start giving away on Monday. In the meantime, today you're playing for that $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, that Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker, and of course that roll wrapped, sealed in plastic.
You got it. I don't have many of these.
Barack Obama toilet.
You can put it up on your mantle.
Toilet paper. All right. We'll take one more contestant, and then we'll take a break. So, Diane, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you there, young lady. You are up next.
Muslims will see the light and come to Jesus moment.
Ah, so Muslims should resolve to see the light.
A religious-oriented resolution.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, that would be great if it ever happened. You know?
And have that
not
God's in charge,
and have that come to Jesus moments. You know, it's not talked about much, but believe it or not, there are conversions going on in the Middle East.
All over the
Muslims
place.
Who are being converted to Christianity by the horrors that their fellow Muslims are committing. They are asking themselves, "Is this really godlike?" And the answer, if they're honest, is no, it ain't. And so they begin to look, and it is happening. And so, Diane, hey, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
All right.
That was great. Very good.
All right. Resolve
Very
to good, see, light, see the light and have that come to Jesus moment. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being out there and being a member of the American Adversaries Army. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, that's what we're looking for. See, the resolution can be for a group of people or any individual.
We also have a couple of awards to give out. We don't remember year-end awards.
We're going to get to the year-end awards when we come back as well. That's right.
A few people definitely deserve these.
Absolutely, and I think you will appreciate them. So don't go away. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Wrapping up 2015. Excited about 2016, folks. It's going to be a good year.
I lost my voice from singing it so often, Chris.
All right.
right. This is great, though. Entering the new year.
Yep.
On the right note.
On the right note, indeed.
And, yeah. I wish I could hit the right note while I'm singing.
You know? You have to go falsetto. We got some, speaking of right notes, we got some great notes here with these New Year's resolutions. I love these things. Like John says, the government, the entire government should resolve to have their hearing checked in a colonoscopy because there's something clogging them up. They're not getting the message.
It's certainly direct.
Indeed.
To the point.
Indeed. And we will be taking entries into the second half of this hour of the show, the final hour of the American Adversaries for 2015. Of course, we'll be back on Sunday, starting off 2016. We'll be taking them right as, up as late as we can. And then, of course, we will have a winner before we get out of here tonight. So if you got an entry, get on the line right now at 407-774-8255 or as soon as you possibly can. Carrie is up next. Carrie, thank you so much for calling, and Happy New Year to you.
Yes, to you too.
Thank you so much.
Well, I wanted to enter the contest.
Good.
And all right.
I would be Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
And my New Year's resolution as Hillary Clinton would be, taking Bernie Sanders' lead, of course,
yes,
is to admit that I'm a communist.
That would be good.
I mean, like that.
You figure if Bernie could do it,
why not?
He could admit that he's a socialist, then that's the least that she could do.
I know. She could at least identify herself for us, all right?
That's right.
Like that. I like that.
Yep.
I like that a lot.
Now,
okay.
Carrie, are you from the Ring of Carrie?
No.
I know, I just asked
that. Well, Carrie, I appreciate that. I like that. That's an excellent one. And it's simple and to the point.
I know.
And it's a good resolution for her.
It is.
Set things straight. Set the record straight.
And it's doable.
That's right. And it's easy.
Carrie called before?
First time.
Well, we're glad to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Because we need competition in these contests.
That's right.
Some of these people are constantly winning them.
And we don't mind that. We don't mind that. But by the way, I'm putting a star next to your name. In case you don't win, you're going to get a bottle of Roxy Pacifics. And if you haven't heard us talk about that, it's a great kelp-based solution that's for any kind of skin irritation. Everything from cuts, scrapes, burns, bug bites to those nagging conditions.
Oh,
and it's especially seems to be effective with a lot of people who have diabetes. We get testimonials all the time. And it's called Roxy Pacifics, and it's so safe you can use it anywhere. You can spray it inside or outside your body and on old folks and young kids, infants, and pets.
Oh.
So the stuff is really great. So you're going to get
something anyway.
So and you might win the whole shebang. So because I like that. That's a good one. Well,
All right, Carrie,
thank you for being out there. We appreciate you listening. How'd you find us?
I just turned on 660 one day, and I've been a fan ever since. I listen to you every night.
Well, God bless you.
Carrie, you need help. That should be your resolution.
In a good way, that's right. All right, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Same to you, and thank you for listening. All right, another excellent one. Man, this is getting harder and harder now, you know, to figure
it's
out
amazing.
Who's going to win
this.
But,
you know, when you see these new combatants enter, though, Chris, this is what's really exciting. You know, I mean, the pressure is on.
Yeah. Yeah, getting some new players on the field.
Big time players.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, is this Rick with the accent or Rick?
I don't know. Rick, are you up? You're up next, I should say. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right, Rick.
This is the one that suggested Rosie's brain implant.
That's right. Well, you know, I ordered mine today. Did you notice that, Rick? So,
yes.
I'm sorry. I've been working. I just been able to turn you guys on a few
minutes. Oh, if you've been working, you're not part of this country anymore. You know?
That's right.
You're politically incorrect, Rick. So,
well, you could say that about me any day, anytime.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay. My resolution is for Harry Reid.
Okay.
Oh, he's one of our favorites.
Now that he's got the eye patch, he's going to resolve to go full pirate and wear the Johnny Depp outfit and sail the, bay next to Chesapeake Bay in a wooden ship, terrorizing the people.
He's going to resolve to go full pirate like Johnny Depp. Sail the Chesapeake Bay, terrorizing the natives, if it were as it were.
Now that's after his lawsuit, Rick.
All right, sail Chesapeake Bay. All right. I like that too. Yeah, he's got the patch on the eye. You know, he's gonna
got
go
the
full,
eye patch.
Hey, he's already been acting like a pirate. He's got the personality of a pirate. You know, he'd be great at it.
Yeah, he's a thief.
He's been a pirate for the last 30 years.
Yeah, it's an American.
Just wear the outfit and sail the Chesapeake Bay.
I like
he's retiring at the end of his term.
That's right. Okay, Rick, another excellent one. You're in the contest, my man. Thank you so much for being out there.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate your input.
Hey, Christy, remember when he was talking about political correctness at a Texas restaurant the day that they were talking about it on TV? There's a restaurant in Texas. It's actually a chain. It's the Barry Hill Baja or something, but they have a sign up. They put it in all their restaurants, and I love this. And they said, first of all, we are absolutely warning – we are politically incorrect. I like that, right?
Yep, and that's start.
And it says, what we do here is we say Merry Christmas, we say God bless America, we salute the flag, we give thanks to truth, we praise our police, firefighters, and we give thanks to God. And then I love this part. And if this offends you, leave. I love it. And you know what? We should be putting that up everywhere. That should be a road sign. You know, because how can we ever get trapped anymore in this political correctness? And really, that's one reason like both of us are fans of Trump, because you got to crush this political correctness junk that is put together by these in universities where the person has nothing to do. All they are is their head of diversity or word selection or framing, and then they try to pass this garbage on. We're not idiots. Over it, buddy. You know,
that's right. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have some year-end awards.
Whoa!
And we want to have some more contestants as well. 407-774-8255. What would your New Year's resolution be for who? We want to hear from you tonight. All right, don't forget you are listening to the American Adversaries. Won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back on Sunday. And, of course, we'll be back here in the saddle on Monday, ready to go, ready to take this thing and push it across the goal line. Come November.
Wow.
All right. So,
pretty good statement.
Hope you folks will all be with us. And we thank you for listening. And please don't go away.
And you don't want to make it mad. Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson. Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you ever so much for being with us all during 2015. And hopefully you'll be all there with us during 2016 as well. We certainly want all of you to be in our audience. We want all of you to be safe and sound. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. New Year's resolution contest is what we got going on. $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, roll of Barack Obama toilet paper, and a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker are at stake, as well as a bottle of Roxy Pacifics if you've never gotten any of that good stuff. So 407-774-8255 is the number, and time is running short on 2015, so you better get them calls going. I want to, we got another contestant, but before we do that, let's give away a couple of our 2015 year-end awards. The award winners, I should
Chris,
say.
Chris, this was we gave a lot of thought to this, and I know you had input and everything, and some of these people are just unanimous. Like our first one, the Ku Klux Man of the Year. I mean, this is an award that this guy definitely deserves it. No one can compete with him. And this is the individual who took the incident from San Bernardino, the terrorist attack, and this was his statement. I want it to be some crazy white dude. Now, is that not one of the most racist statements you ever heard? And we can give it to Samuel L. Jackson.
All right, he's won an award.
Way to be a pig, So Sam won that one hands down.
Indeed. The Ku Klux Man.
Is that
of
unbelievable?
The year.
Yeah. Well,
I like that.
Does that not show racism at the ultimate peak
How can you say that?
How can you say that?
That you wanted it to be a crazy old white guy. I know.
If that was any other person, they would take the ads off right away.
Yeah.
And that pig is there. He is all the time. Just disgusting.
And by the way, this guy who has worked for a bunch of crazy old white guys out there in Hollywood, like this Tarantino fella, Quentin Tarantino, right? He makes hundreds of millions of dollars
on lousy movies.
What's the new one out?
The Hateful Eight.
And then he's going to turn around and say something like that.
That's just horrible. You know, but he won the award.
He has to be Ku Klux Man of the Year.
Now, how about this?
Yes.
Food of the Year.
Food of the Year.
Bacon. we've had a lot of people, they felt this was something that they've enjoyed and for other reasons, so that's pretty good.
I like that. Just yesterday I was watching, I don't remember which channel it was, but they were showing this, I guess this is one of these viral videos,
right,
of a little kid eating a piece of bacon for the first time in his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you see him take a little bite, he kind of closes his eyes and puts his head back, you know, you can just imagine he's going, oh, this is great, man.
Right? How about Confused Person of the Year? This was a tie.
Oh, boy.
Rachel Drizel, the girl who wasn't sure if she's white or black.
Well, she's sure. Nobody else is.
I know. And
actually, we all are, too, but just
I know. She just wasn't sure what color she was. I can tell her. She can't see in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Jenner, and all he has to do is look down. So how can there be any confusion, right? But they won that award. They'll have to split it. And I like this one, the group winner of the year.
Yeah. By the way, if Bruce Jenner looks down, after he looks past the Caitlins, he'll still see Bruce down there.
The Confused Group of the Year goes to, I think this is sort of unanimous, BLM, Black Lives Matter. Come on down. You know, they don't know who or what they represent as of yet. So they won that one unanimously. And then finally, the Affluenza Woman of the Year. Watch this one. I think our group will agree with me. Hillary Clinton. Too much money to realize how corrupt she is. So I think she would. I mean, think about that. Affluenza, is she not suffering from that?
Indeed.
I mean, this is wonderful. And then finally, the Whiner of the Year, Jeb Bush. You think anybody else could take that one? I don't know.
I don't think
so. That'd be tough. So,
this
comes right from our American adversary. So, we're proud of it. So.
All right. Okay. All right. Ku Klux Man of the Year. Let's go next to Sherry. Sherry, you are up next with our contest tonight. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being with us.
Same to you guys. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Sherry.
Before I start, I would just like to wish Lair Adams and Mrs. Adams a Happy New Year.
Absolutely. And by the way, they wish it back to all of you folks out there as well.
I miss them, and she used to come on the show every now and then.
Yep.
You know, I haven't heard from her in a long time. I hope she's doing okay.
She's doing pretty good.
Good.
For 97 years old, she's doing all right.
And she's a spitfire, man.
She is.
Well, anyway, this one's kind of like for you, Mike.
All right.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Let me go on, okay?
Okay.
This is about one of your two girlfriends.
Uh-oh.
And you've already talked about one of your girlfriends. I call them the two R's. Rosie and Raven.
Oh, Raven, you're right. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. She's one of your girlfriends.
I know.
And this is her resolution. I'm going to start being nice in 2016 to all the white and black Christian conservative Republicans that come on The View. I'm not going to attack them anymore like my mentor, Whoopi Goldberg, does.
Oh, wow.
That's very good, because that really identifies The View perfectly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, all the money, you would think that she'd have a little class, so you wouldn't dress like a bag lady, right?
Well, that's why I call her the bag lady.
Yeah, she's the worst dresser I have ever seen. And I'm not a fashion plate myself, but...
Well, yeah. Not either. I'm in Levi's and T-shirts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she looks like she's pushing a cart out there.
Oh, I know. I could see her outside Walmart. You know what I mean?
Rumor, real quick, rumor in Winter Springs has it, you make them jeans look pretty good, though.
Huh? Oh, Chris. I didn't know.
I don't think so.
I didn't think so. She got, who are you talking about?
Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, the only one that's ever seen me is Lair. I met him at a Publix one day when he saw me with my T-shirt.
American Ave Series T-shirt. That's right.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I was walking out with my groceries, and I heard this person say, Sherry. Sherry, I didn't know what to do, and I turned around and I looked, and this strange guy's calling me.
That describes Lair pretty good, strange guy.
And I just looked at him funny. I said, "What in the hell are you talking to me for? I mean, how do you know me?" He said, "Are you Sherry? I called in on the radio. I'm Larry."
Oh, that's cute.
That's funny.
I talked to him for a little bit. He's the only one that I've ever met personally. But anyway, my next resolution. Your girlfriend,
Rosie.
No.
Oh,
Raven.
Raven. No, the first one's for Rosie. I
love
you.
Raven's haircut. You know, do you ever look in a mirror, Raven? You know,
all right.
That's what I'm going to get to.
Oh,
all right.
The next one is I am going to stop trying to look like a white woman with my blonde, platinum, white, red, and brown hair. I'm going to take off all these weaves and wigs, and I'm going to start looking natural.
Ah. All right.
And you know what this tells me about Sherry?
What?
That she does love the view.
No.
Look at her. No.
No. I have it on sometime.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this real quick. I had it on the other day, and it was on mute, and I looked up, and Dr. Carson was on. And all these witchy women were attacking him because they were going after abortion. And they made the comment to him, well, what about a woman gets raped? Shouldn't she be allowed to abort the baby? And he said, no, that's a human life. And as soon as they cut off that segment, that big, huge woman on there sits next to Whoopi, the linebacker, I call her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, she goes, that's despicable.
I know.
Then Whoopi goes into a rant.
Right, yeah.
You know, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a shame because, you know, you have a chance, a 1 in 5 chance if you are a black baby of being aborted. 1 in 5.
Yeah.
That's not good odds.
I'll just say one more thing about that.
Yeah.
Why does the baby in the womb get the death penalty because of the way it was conceived?
Good question. And I believe that's sort of the line of logic that Ben Carson uses when he's posed that question.
Absolutely. You can always have the baby and give it up for adoption because there's thousands of people that would adopt a baby.
Right.
Sherry, do you tweet at all?
No, hon. No.
It's real simple. I mean, I'm from the old school. You have to be blasting away, man.
I would probably get arrested if I had that.
Well, the Obama PC police might be looking for you.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the Democrats are trying to push through a piece of legislation that would...
Now, tweeting can really
make it
bang these people around.
For hate speech against Muslims. I mean, give me a break. Come on.
And I can't eat bacon anymore and pork.
But I guess hate speech against Christians would be okay because they're not mentioned in the bill. Mm-hmm. Hindus aren't mentioned in it. Zoroastrians aren't mentioned in it. Buddhists aren't mentioned in it. It's ridiculous. All right,
sure. What? You remember when they were rebuilding that trying to rebuild that mosque down there in Ground Zero?
Yes, mm-hmm. Of New York.
Yeah, and they had all the problems and everything. I'll tell you what, every Pennsylvania farmer, every New Jersey farmer, every Upper New York farmer that raised pigs should have got them, put them in a truck,
and let them go
to Ground Zero and walked them up and down in front of that mosque.
Yeah, let them, christen the property.
Yeah.
All right, Sherry, great idea. All right, appreciate you being out there, and
you're
in the contest. All right, we're going to count her two entries as one, though.
Chris, how long do you think Sherry will be out of jail?
She'll be all right. She'll be all right.
No, I'm sure she will.
Okay, we're winding down the time. We'll take one more contestant in this segment, then we'll take a break.
A couple more we can get in.
We'll get in a couple more if you call during the next segment, but we got to figure out a winner here tonight before we leave. We can't leave this unfinished business going into the next year. Al is up next. Al, thank you for being out there, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
All right, Al.
This is for Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, another sweetie.
Oprah. Yeah. Love it. Go ahead.
Her resolution would be to give at least two white people jobs without an IOU for their souls.
Two white people jobs without an IOU for their souls. All right. Well, wait a minute. Let me try this.
You know, I'm always amazed, if you ever watch that show, too, Chris, is like, what makes her popular is every time you go on it, they give you presents. Well, no wonder everybody goes, it's great. You know, if I gave presents around to everybody, everybody would be running up to me. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, but she got in trouble. Remember, a few years ago, she gave away a bunch of cars.
Right, yeah, I do remember that.
And
the taxes?
Yeah.
They're upset about that?
Yeah, well, she wasn't going to pay the taxes. And, of course, a bunch of people raised a bunch of fuss over it. So I think they actually ended up paying the taxes. But
where do you think her audience
prizes,
comes from?
Any prize you get from a source like that is considered income.
But, Chris, remember, where do you think her audience come from? Those who don't pay taxes,
well,
I can assure you.
That's true. Al, that's a good one. I like that. We appreciate you being out there.
I like listening to you guys. A friend of mine, Tim, you know him as Tim. Turned me on to you guys, and I wish more people would understand what's really going on in this world.
Well, that's what
we're trying to make sure they do. And
appreciate you being out there.
We need more people like you listening and spreading the word, and we'll be there every day bashing away on political correctness and, you know, what the Obamaites believe is the right way for us to go.
That's right.
I am a proud gun owner.
God bless you for that.
All right.
And we all owe you a thanks for that.
America.
Yes, you got to do that. All right, Al.
Take care. Have a good New Year.
All right.
You are in the contest.
Thanks for calling, Al.
Yep, appreciate you being out there. All right, we will take a break. When we come back, if you have an entry, get on the phone right now or as soon as you can, 407-774-8255, because we are out of commercial breaks. We got no more for this year. We got one more segment, and we'll have one more winner that we will announce tonight. As the year winds down, we're getting wound up. Hope you folks are ready for the new year. And I hope that, let's just say that we hope that things will be a whole lot different in 2016. I got a feeling, a strong feeling they will be.
You know what my resolution is?
What's that?
To hear no more music from Star Wars.
That wasn't Star Wars. Was that Star Wars too? No.
No, but I just don't want to hear anymore. I can't stand it. No,
that actually is the theme music for The Genius.
I never know that.
Oh, yes, that's right. One of the Popo brothers, professional wrestler. All right.
Oh, I'm glad I don't know that. No, kidding.
All right. Well, let's see. We got time for another couple of contestants, 407-774-8255. This is the last call for your call. Tim, you are up next. Thank you for being out there, and Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you. It was good to hear Diane's voice again. I missed her while she was in Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah. And I am going to make a New Year's resolution for Donald Trump.
Trump, okay.
That he will expose the true Clinton family.
Expose the true
Clinton family. Yeah, I think your wish may come true before it's over.
Yeah.
I'm sure it might.
I hope it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to educate
these. I heard Al call in, but somehow I got a blip. What was his?
His was for Oprah Winfrey.
Uh-huh.
And that Oprah would resolve to give two white people jobs without them having to give an IOU for their souls.
There you go. That was perfect.
All right. Thank you for telling me.
Al's going to fit in perfect.
All right,
I can see this.
Happy New Year, everybody. We'll
okay.
See you next
Same
year.
To you, Tim.
All right. Thank you, Tim. And, of course, Tim is the first member of the American Adversaries Army, which you can join as well. All you have to do is go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, click over to the recruiting office.
and you can do it right there. All right, we got some other fella on the line by the name of Lair. Is this Lair up next?
That's right. The answer to the contest is liquid magma.
Liquid magma.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the contest was.
Okay.
Listen, guys,
hey, Lair, get to hear from the prize.
Yeah,
guys, I got to tell you, I heard Sherry on the phone, and literally, as I was just leaving my mother at her place, you know, her rehab center, and tell Sherry and the rest of everyone else, I miss them all. My mother does too. She's doing wonderfully. And to Sherry and you, Chris, my great buddy, and you, Mike McBath, the man of the hour. Oh, and also to Dennis and everyone else and Nick and the best crew around. You guys are incredible. And I love you all. And Happy New Year. And I want you to know 2016 is going to be better than you can imagine.
Well, they all miss you. Right. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and Lair's a pretty good prognosticator now, much better than me. Lair, I want to thank you especially because none of us would be here doing this right now if it weren't for you. And you're the man who kick-started this whole thing. And so everybody out there in the audience needs to know that were it not for Lair Adams, we wouldn't be here. So yeah, we owe you a debt of gratitude. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm also going to came up with the idea with chicken wire submarines. And, you know, I'm trying to live that down.
All right. Well, you know, we miss you, and you got a home here. You know, this is your home, and we're glad to hear about your mom.
I definitely will be checking in, gentlemen. Have a wonderful New Year, and the whole world is love is fantastic. Everything is going to be great. We will talk to you definitely later.
Hopefully soon.
All right, we appreciate it. And Lair has brought great joy to many, many, many lives, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives. He's brought great joy to. All right, and that's what we're trying to do around here. A little bit of that, too. A little education, a little enjoyment, and a little enlightenment. And we got a little bit of time left, so if you're not calling right now, you probably won't get in the contest. But we will choose a winner, and we've already kind of narrowed them down a little bit. But if you want to call and get in the contest, please do now. And don't
Chris,
forget.
I'm looking at a couple of them. You know, yeah. I like Carrie's.
Yeah.
You know, that looks awful strong to me.
Yeah, Carrie's resolution for Hillary to admit she's a commie.
And the fern,
that's a good one.
And the fern.
Yeah.
That was so unique.
Yeah, with he's talking about Warren had one for Michael Moore.
And usually Warren has about a 25 line, you know, but this one he cut down to what, 5 or 6 lines?
It was concise.
Yeah.
Michael Moore, to lose weight, he will take a special fern elixir that they get it from a special fern down in the Everglades down there. And the fern elixir causes you to have rapid movements, if you will, and
defecate.
Yes,
right. Okay.
And the on the bottle or his saying would be with fronds like this, who needs enemas? We get that, okay?
That's pretty good too.
I liked Al's for Oprah.
Pretty good.
Two white people jobs without them having requiring an IOU for their souls. All good. They're the one from Medved. Quit saying he's a conservative and start acting like one.
No, boy, is that right to the point? Because I like you. I'm fed up with this guy.
Look at it this way.
He comes on like he's some unique intellectual, and then all of a sudden he's deviating down the wrong side street.
He was a movie critic, you know.
Oh, I didn't. Well, now it's falling in place for me. I can see where he's coming from.
And he was a liberal, you know.
Oh, okay. Now it's getting clearer and clearer. Okay. So, in other words, he's a phony conservative. I got it.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. Let's just say his notion of conservatism is a bit different than ours.
Yeah. A Kardashian conservative, right? Something like that.
But he's a good sport, and he's Lair and I did have the opportunity to meet with him and work with him a little bit, so don't want to be too rough on him. So, well, Nick, you got any favorites?
Yeah, I was actually thinking Carrie as well. I think Mike mentioned her.
How about that? Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I would have to concur.
Okay, so then we got a unanimous winner.
We do.
Very
tonight.
Rare do we get that.
All right.
You know?
So it'll be Carrie. Carrie has won with Hillary. And her resolution would be to admit she's a commie.
Simple as that.
I almost think it might happen, you know, the way this campaign is going.
No, you're not kidding. If she knew she could get votes, she would do that tomorrow.
There wouldn't even be a debate.
You know it would.
And, of course, this is why they're bringing Bill Clinton out of the closet and injecting him, inserting him into New Hampshire. Do you like my use of words there?
I know where you're going, Chris. I mean, that sounds a little filthy.
They are inserting him into New Hampshire because Bernie Sanders is spanking her butt in New Hampshire, and it's starting to bleed over now into Iowa and other places.
But you know what? Again, the guy's poison. I mean, particularly now with our situation with Cosby, right?
Yeah.
The guy's poison. You got to be crazy bring him in there.
You know, we were talking about that yesterday, about how this is going to affect the election going into next year.
It's the greatest thing that ever happened to Trump.
I heard a couple of talking heads this morning saying, you know, this brings all of these issues back to the forefront now, just as Bill Clinton was going to enter the campaign. You better believe it brings them back to the forefront of things.
Chris, did you see that other? There was another story today about the State Department and Hillary and Bill. And this is, you want to see something that turns your stomach? They were talking about, you know, I think it was between 2011 and 14. Bill got paid, you'll love this, for two 20-minute speeches. He got $250,000 a speech for 20 minutes.
Wow.
Then he did another speech, and it involved a foreign airlines who wanted a type of deal done here in the United States.
Right. A favor, right.
And all of a sudden it was approved.
Yeah.
So he gets $500,000. Now,
and they get,
you know,
are
we
going to
see this? Do you think we'll see this in an email? Go, yeah, I approved him getting five. No. I mean, we know what's going on. The optics are horrible.
By the way, speaking of emails,
right?
Guess what is being released pretty much as we speak right now, literally. Another batch of emails, right?
Yeah.
Here it is. I mean, this is New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, this is when they do that sort of stupid stuff.
I would like to see your emails, Chris. Because you're a very sick person, too. You know?
Indeed. All right, that's going to be it for tonight. Congratulations to Carrie, but congratulations to all of our contestants tonight. They were all great entries, great resolutions.
We got a good one next week. Real good one coming up.
Yeah, we've already been talking about next week's, and I certainly think that you folks will like it. So it'll be fun next week as well. We'll be here all next week, and it'll be a while before we'll have another day off, as a matter of fact.
The day is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, Chris,
I'll be back Sunday. We'll be back next week, and as I said, we'll be here right on through, folks. So want to thank you for your support. Want to thank all of our sponsors for their support, and ask you to support our sponsors so that they will continue to support us. And once again, if you'd like to join the American Adversaries Army, you can do so by going to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and click over to the recruiting office where you can sign up right there. It's real easy to do. You can either do it on a computer or you can do it through the mail. Either way works with us.
Yeah, and plus we got, 10 months left to get the job done.
All right, you got 20 seconds.
Yep.
Florida, Michigan.
Okay, I'm going to go. Oh, the Gators aren't going to like me, but you know how bad I've been picking.
Offense.
I'm going to go with Michigan because Florida has no offense. They got a great defense. Unless there's some surprise fella in there that came through in the last 3 weeks, I'm afraid Michigan is going to... I don't like Michigan either, you know, because I'm a Penn Stater, right?
Right.
But I think they got a more balanced approach, so I think Michigan. But it's going to be very close.
All right.
So we'll see.
Folks, we've enjoyed tonight's show. We enjoy every show.
But I'm going to bet you FSU is going to lose. Oh, wait a second. The game's already over.
It did. All right. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. And once again, tonight's show has been dedicated to my friend, Mike Ahern. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont.